I begged Jack. Let's stay on the air for another hour. He wouldn't let me. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
Joe has been pushing for that fifth hour for years, but no. I just have not caved.
We're a sixth day. Let's just work Saturday.
I'm a, just a lazy man, only willing to do 4 hours.
So there was so much good stuff today. I mean, a lot of newsy stuff, and the guys got the, you should see the list of all this audio we have that we didn't get to. And yeah, we're going to clean out the sound fridge, but it's you know, a little more targeted than usual, I think.
We're going to what?
Cleaning out the sound fridge.
Oh.
What he said. I mean, a lot of commentary, interesting, on the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict, for instance. They got clip number 30, the reporter and Biden thing. Let's play that first.
Do you have any reactions to the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict?
I just heard a moment ago.
Do you have any reactions?
I didn't watch the trial, so I,
you
know.
Do you stand by your past comment equating him to white supremacy?
Well, look, I stand by what the jury has concluded. The jury system works, and we have to abide by it.
I didn't watch the trial, and then he releases a statement like a half hour after that where he says, I'm angered and troubled as you are. Angered and troubled about what? Since you didn't watch the trial, what are you angry and troubled about?
It's all about feelings. It's not about facts. Not about the right thing or the wrong thing. It's about feelings. Speaking of folks who are not making any positive contribution whatsoever, give us clip number 34. This is Alexis McAdams on Fox News Sunday.
Protesters across the country took to the streets calling for justice reform. In Portland, Oregon, police declaring a riot, and hundreds of others marching in Chicago and New York City, where several were arrested.
We have to wake up and make change!
As those cries for justice reform grow, New York's mayor-elect Eric Adams calling for swift and righteous action to prevent more violence.
No more vigilante justice.
No more vigilante justice.
Jesse Jackson, the longtime civil rights leader, says this verdict throws doubt into the safety of people who protest in support of Black Americans and is calling for a federal trial for Rittenhouse.
Yeah, what a dishonest couple of things to say.
No kidding. Unreal. Yeah, that's what you should take away from that. That is, if you peacefully protest, somebody's going to show up and shoot you just out of nowhere. How do you take that from the Rittenhouse situation? Come
God,
on now.
So bad.
It really is disingenuous.
Jesse Jackson, the blackmailer, the extortionist, please.
I was happy to see that Mayor Weasel, Ted Weasel of Portland, he congratulated the police on calling it a riot and dealing with it on Friday night. So, yeah. You know,
is he the proverbial liberal who got mugged?
Yeah.
As the old saying goes, what's a conservative? Jason Riley, always intriguing, wanted to comment on Joe Biden's idiotic statement that Jack just mentioned.
Yeah, I was disappointed with both the president and the vice president's reaction to the verdict. They decided to editorialize. And that's because, as you just noted, like a lot of other people, they had decided before the case even began that Rittenhouse was guilty. They have every right to speak out, Brett, but I just don't think it's helpful for them to do that. I think their job is to say, we're a nation of laws, and the jury's verdict needs to be respected, full stop. But at the same time, you have a Democratic Party that plays this identity politics card. And so they racialize these things, and that's what you saw the president and the vice president do, and I just don't think we need more of that.
God, how can we not be at a place, and we haven't been for several presidents now, like going back three at least, where a president would either not comment on a trial at all, or if you're going to say something after it's over, say, well, if people want to look at the self-defense laws, I'm all for taking a fresh look at those and deciding what's a good idea.
Sure, that'd be a reasonable thing to say. You might disagree, but it's reasonable. Yeah, yeah. Well, there's nothing I enjoy more than when folks go on CNN and MSNBC and kick them in the guts. David French, generally very classy, very erudite. We've had him on our show, and yet he called it as he saw it on CNN the other day.
Parts of the media dropped the ball on covering this case from the start because there were a couple of things that were pretty immediately obvious. One was we knew what Wisconsin self-defense law was, and the other one was there was a lot of video evidence out there in the public domain. And what the video evidence showed was that Rittenhouse was being chased before he fired fatal shots, that he was knocked to the ground, he was attacked before he fired fatal shots. The foolishness of being there, the recklessness of being there in and of itself, a 17-year-old armed with a rifle going to a riot, to social unrest, that's ridiculous. 17-year-olds shouldn't be doing that. And they conflated that with all that followed. And that's a big mistake.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe you disagree with that opinion. I happen to agree with it completely. I can't. The idea of my 17-year-old son at the point he was 17 making that decision is horrifying to me. Nonetheless, that has nothing to do with the law and the enforcement of the law, unless you're just jumping to emotional conclusions because you know you'll get an amen from the choir. Now, I wonder how many people because if you're angry, you get quoted. If you say something really extreme and angry and emotional and noteworthy, you get on the news. I wonder how many of those people, some of the quotes we played and everything, what percentage of the population do they really represent? What percentage of the population thinks the Kyle Rittenhouse thing had something to do with white supremacy and the only reason he got off because he's white and this is racial ugliness? I wonder.
Bigger than it should be because most people don't pay attention to this stuff, and I get it because you got lives to live, and they're just going to flip on the TV for a couple of minutes, and if you flipped on anything but Fox, you were liable to hear that it was white supremacy. So Right. Why would you have a different view?
Yeah.
Where are you supposed to get your news? That's what I was saying earlier. I mean, if you're being told by the people that are supposedly the informed crowd of something, you know, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, I know it.
You can't count on every citizen to want to spend as much time as we do on, you know, checking 15 different sources to try to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. One more clip I want to play that we actually played on the radio show, but then we can get on to lighter fare because we got a couple of fun clips I think we got to play. Give me a 56. This is future and past presidential candidate Chris Christie.
What's your reaction to the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict?
Justice was done in that, Brett, and the jury system works. You know, I was a prosecutor for 7 years, and those charges should never have been brought. And, you know, prosecutors are not supposed to give in to the whims of the public. They're not supposed to give in to public opinion. You're supposed to dispassionately look at the facts and the evidence and decide whether they support charges. And from the beginning, I didn't think that these acts supported charges. And I'm glad to see that a jury sat there, not affected by public pressure, but sat and listened to the evidence and made the decision that they did. He was not guilty. He shouldn't have been indicted. And we should now move forward.
The big man, bringing the love.
Let me throw in one more politics thing, just because sure. I have it in front of me. They did a recent poll in Texas. Matthew McConaughey of Lincoln Continental fame. Matthew McConaughey tops Governor Greg Abbott by 8 points in a head-to-head matchup.
Wow.
And beats Beto 2-1.
Wow.
Why? Because he's famous. I seen him in a movie once.
McConaughey, yeah.
I got nothing That's against Matthew McConaughey. Start. He might be great. I might agree with him on every political thing. But that I'm still right that the main reason he tops those polls is because you saw him in a movie once.
Sure, of course. And you associate him with the character of the characters. He is actually really an interesting guy.
Yep.
I like him a lot.
Religious guy, too.
Yeah, I don't know that he would have the slightest talent for governing. Oh, yeah, I don't know. Do you got any of those SNL clips you want to play before we put them to rest or what? Because I want to play that David Bowie thing in a minute.
What did you think of The Republican or not? We got it on the show, but we could play it again for the podcast. Did you like that?
I thought that was really amusing. Yeah.
It's a game show. Who's a Republican? I was expecting to hate this because the opening to Saturday Night Live was awful. I mean, just freaking awful in how unfair it was around the whole Rittenhouse trial. So I thought this game show, Who's a Republican, was going to drive me crazy. But it actually was kind of interesting. They would bring out contestants, and you got to ask them questions and then try to figure out if they're a Republican or not.
Ring in as soon as you're ready to guess, Republican or not. Lacey came here from Manhattan.
New York City or Kansas?
I can't say. Stop the clock.
On Twitter, my pinned tweet is my body, my choice.
Okay, that's a trick. She's talking about vaccines, right?
Oh, if we only knew. Another hint, Lacey.
I support Caitlyn Jenner.
In what way? Politically?
Y'all doing great.
Good. Give us another clue.
Okay, my favorite comic is Dave Chappelle.
Starting when?
I love my job. All right, give him another one.
Last month, I went to a board meeting and complained about a book being taught in my daughter's school.
Okay, I definitely know that one. She's a Republican.
No, sorry.
What? She was complaining about a book in her kid's school.
That's right. And that book, the Bible.
Yeah, that's some pretty good comedy right there. I like it. So I don't know if you know the story. I'm kind of into the rock and roll music and the trivia and the rest of it. I've spent a lifetime. Oh, were there more SNL things you wanted to do? I'm sorry.
Nah.
No. Yeah. No. Never mind. So anyway, back in the day, it was the late 60s. I couldn't tell you precisely when. Hey, I was going to say, Gladys, you're paid to participate in the podcast, too.
Her arms are sore from playing the drums last week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so many drum rolls. But back in the day, it was the late 60s, and a young British singer, songwriter, artist named David Jones was just starting to record and make a name for himself. But unfortunately, he shared the name of the British sometimes singer of the Monkees, Davy Jones. And he didn't want to be confused.
Who at that time was a giant sensation.
Right, exactly. He didn't want to be confused with Davy Jones. So he used the stage name David Bowie.
Have I mentioned that my kids have gotten into the Monkees?
I have not.
The TV show?
You have not, rather. Which one am I? I'm me. That's right.
You have a question, Michael?
No, which Monkees? Do they have a favorite? Mickey Dolenz, Davy Jones?
Rhesus.
Like their dad, they like, what's his name? The kind of sly, quiet one.
Peter Tork?
No, not Peter
Mike
Tork.
Mike Nesmith.
Mike Nesmith, yes.
Yes.
They
yes.
like Mike Nesmith, as did their old man. But I just thought it was kind of funny that my kids have gotten into that and really enjoy it.
In some parallel universe, there's a Joe Getty who can't name the names of all of the Monkees, now 50 years past their relevance, and instead has something useful in his head. But that is not me. So anyway, evidently this is a lost David Bowie song. This is the first song he ever recorded under the name David Bowie. All right, let's hear it, Michael. Wow. I expected something kind of lame and demo-y. That song kicks ass. I'd like to hear it.
Couldn't understand the lyrics. Where's the melody?
What's he wearing a dress for? Is he a woman or a man? Why is his hair orange? Wow, that's good. I'll have to check. Are they putting that out, Michael?
Yes, they are. It's on a new album coming out.
Back in the old days when record companies controlled what you got to hear. Nowadays, you'd put that out, and if people liked it, it'd be out.
Yeah, yeah. The late, great David Bowie. Gone but not forgotten.
Just saw a headline. Maybe we'll get to this tomorrow on the show. A car ended up inside a Taco Bell at 3 a.m. I have a feeling that story has got some entertainment behind it.
Authorities believe alcohol was involved.
Not a freaking chance that it wasn't.
I mean, if a human is inside a Taco Bell at 3 a.m., right. that's a story about drunk people.
If the car ends up inside the restaurant.
Right, right.
Which reminds me, in college, some people played the old prank. I don't remember how they did it, but we all got up in the one semester I lived in the dorms. We all got up and went to breakfast, and this dude's truck was in the lunchroom. They dissembled it somehow and, like, turned it sideways and carried it in the door. It was a small truck.
Oh,
it was quite the feat. I mean, because everybody was just scratching their heads. How the hell? Look at the doors. Look at that. How did you get this in here?
That's beautiful.
It was fantastic. What a great prank.
You would absolutely need to know what you're doing, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
That's a good prank, though.
Hell yeah.
Because you're thinking, now I want to leave. How do I get it out of here? Who did it? Jim, was that you? I don't know nothing.
Wow.
Did you guys want to hear about three airline travel tips real quick?
If you say so.
Sure, why not?
Bet you didn't know these three travel hacks that I do every single time from a former flight attendant. First up, if you're a girl, always check the lavatory for extra tampons and pads. If they're not there, ask a flight attendant. Everyone always thinks you can't use the first class bathroom, but you totally can. As long as you're not standing in the galley, you're free to use their lavatory. We've all been there where we're on an oversold flight and they're trying to buy people off the aircraft. Always go up to the gate agent and negotiate price or perks before you accept their first offer.
Wow.
Now, the third one was useful.
First one doesn't apply to me.
Second one, everybody knows.
I don't think I'd ever thought about it. But the third one, that's pretty handy.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I was single and freewheeling, it's hard to imagine now. I don't have a free 5 minutes per day. But back in the day when I was single and didn't have kids, man, I was the first with my arm. Anybody who's willing to take a free ticket to get off this plane, whatever.
I'll go back in and drink some more. No worries.
I'll drink some more. I'll read some more. Whatever. I don't care what time I get where. I got no plans.
Right.
It was awesome. I did that all the time.
I don't think I've ever done it in my life.
Yeah.
I've wanted to.
It's fun.
Oh, heck yeah. Why not? Especially, like you say, if you don't have any big plans. Mm-hmm. All right.
Cleaning out the fridge.
That fridge was full today.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's it.